over those 12 years, John, you've had some great people walk through those halls and perform on that stage.
I mean, it's been quite an experience. I never thought, starting back 12 years ago, that I'd meet all those people, see all those great shows, and it's been fantastic for the city and the community.
It's a great venue. It really is a fantastic place to hear a concert or anything else. But
absolutely.
But you have 325 seats,
correct.
So that keeps you from getting the biggest names in show business.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's the biggest names in show business comes with the biggest fees. So you just kind of have to do the math. But I think we've been able to really pull off some pretty spectacular shows that you wouldn't think you'd see 35 feet from Lyle Lovett or Buddy Guy or somebody like that.
You mentioned those two, and those are fabulous,
correct,
performers. We can go down the line, Randy Newman.
Exactly.
But what are some of the most memorable nights you've had there over the last dozen years?
I think one of them would be Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac. We had the opportunity to do that, and that was a real treat for that. But Lyle Lovett, he's been back 3 or 4 times, and he'll come back again. We just have to take a little break. Those shows are always amazing, not just for the music, but for the storytelling and the audience interaction that the performers have.
And you've got some big events coming.
We got some great ones. We got a huge season this year. We're kicking it off in September with the Drifters. I mean, the list of hits from those guys just go on and on and on.
The Drifters.
The Drifters.
That's a legendary group.
It is a legendary group.
And I think we're going to go all the way back to 1962, all of 55 years. These guys must be a little long in the tooth.
Yeah, they might be. They might be little relatives of the first generation.
They are truly one of the great acts in the history of show business, of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Absolutely,
I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Here are the Allie's got the Drifters, circa 1962.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always magic in the air.
All right, I bet they sound exactly like that.
They do. They really put on a good show. I mean, it's going to be an impressive show. Except tickets are on sale, and they're going quick.
The Drifters. All right, I look forward to this one. What's the date for the Drifters?
September 21st.
September 21st, so we're not that far away. Less than 2 months before the Drifters arrive in Baton Rouge. Who else?
We got Chris Isaak coming in October.
Chris Isaak. You're kidding me.
No, I mean, he's been once before. Last show he did was more about the history of Sun Records, but this is all about Chris Isaak. And
I'm surprised he would come to a 325 seat.
Band. He's been before and he loved it. That's the thing, is once they come and see it and play it, they want to come back. I don't even have to get them.
I've got a story about that, but Quick Draw Alley has Chris Isaak on the ready.
Right,
do we have Chris Isaak? Here we go. Yeah, this is his signature song.
Exactly.
Right here. Yeah, yeah. So when's Chris Isaak coming?
October 1st.
October 1st. So September 21st, the Drifters, and October 1st, Chris Isaak. So you're going to have a busy 10 days.
It's a busy fall. We work around LSU football, so we'll jam them in.
But you talked about how some of these artists like to come back.
Correct.
And Arlo Guthrie has been a few times.
Arlo Guthrie has been a few times. It's been a few years since he's been back.
It has. But he told me he liked to go play in the Fountain.
Oh, yeah, he did. He likes to walk the levee and play in the Fountain.
Yeah, yeah. He's quite a character.
He explored Baton Rouge, definitely.
Yeah, he did, and I'm serious. He was out there playing in the Fountain before his show.
You're right, he's a character. I mean, speaking of Guthrie, we actually have Del McCurry, who's legendary Grammy winner, bluegrass. He's got the official rights to the Woody Guthrie catalog, so he's coming back and doing all of Woody Guthrie songs as well. So that's in October as well.
When?
October 17th. I mean 19th. I'm so sorry.
All right, let's get it right. October
19th. Go to the website if I get
and
it wrong.
You've got some others, but a listener asks about this weekend. I think it's the Irish Film Festival,
Irish
right?
Irish Film Festival's back again. I believe
it's been there like 9 years, right?
Yeah, that's been a very successful film.
An array of offerings, and you've had the Jewish Film Festival
Jewish Film Festival for several years,
and that has really taken a life of its own.
Yeah, the film programming, it's become a real destination. I mean, for almost the same reason as music or theater or dance. It's just an intimate setting. It's just a good place to see a show.
Another listener asked about the River City Jazz Masters.
Right, that's coming back. Arts Council's bringing that back. So I think they're doing 5 performances in the theater this year.
And some huge names over the years have been on that stage.
They do a
for
great
the
job.
River City Jazz.
Right,
Masters,
exactly. Yeah. They do some really great ones. I think this year they have Arturo Sandoval coming back. I mean, they, like you said, they've had tremendous names.
Who are some of the others after October 19th?
We go into Charles Bradley and his extraordinaires. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He was like a late discovery soul singer. He's coming in October. We have Amos Lee in November, which is already sold out. Noam Pikilny from the Punch Brothers is coming back to do a banjo show, a solo performance. Justin Townes Earl, Steve Earle's son. I mean, it's just, there's too many to even list.
Well, when you get these artists, they certainly have a price. And,
correct.
And I can tell you, for example, that Mike Tyson, when he was at a casino in Louisiana, his fee was $80,000.
Yeah.
$80,000 for Mike Tyson. So these people that you get usually are under $80,000. So that's sometimes they have to cut their fee to perform at the Manship
Theater. Yeah, they work with us, and we have a relationship with their booking agents and managers and some of the performers directly, and they do work with us. And also a lot, routing helps a lot. If they're going to be, they need a date between Texas and Georgia, this is a natural fit. So that helps.
And it's become a happening place in Louisiana.
Yeah, it's a destination. We're finding a lot of people prefer to kind of play the seated performing arts centers as opposed to maybe a standing for two and a half hours. So show's starting early, place to sit. You can still have a drink. I mean, it's perfect combination.
All right, here's a question from Lauren asking if somebody wants to have a private engagement at the Manship Theater. Do you do that sort of thing?
Absolutely, yeah. We'll do it all.
You rent
it.
You just contact John.
You contact me, and I'll put you in touch with Casey, our rental coordinator, and you can. We've had private movie screenings. We've had private parties, birthday parties, you name it.
You do films there on occasion.
All the time.
In fact, I think there's some films coming soon, aren't there?
Yeah, we do. We have a great film programming. We do a spoof night, which is almost like a Mystery Science Theater, where they do a live comedy while the thing's going on. We have a documentary movie series, we have classic films, and then the film festivals.
All right, and another listener says going to a film at the Manship brings back memories of going to the old Paramount.
That's nice.
That's right down the street before
they
tore it down.
Right.
The Gordon was downtown as well, but those were the days. I'm old enough to remember when there were one movie theaters.
Right. Films have been great at Manship. It's been a way we really kind of, when we have a dark night, we'll show a film and good turnout.
Have you ever had anybody have a bad night and say, hey, I'm never coming back to this place?
If they have, they haven't told me.
And if they did, you probably wouldn't tell me. But I can't imagine that. It is a spectacular venue.
It is.
And the acoustics are tremendous.
Again, I can't say anything negative. I've been there for decade plus, and every day something different and exciting.
One of the highlights every year is when Ernest Gaines comes,
right.
and one of the literary lights is honored, and that has become a January tradition there. Mm-hmm. And I know Mr. Gaines, who listens to this show, takes great pride in being on that stage and doing that every year.
Yeah, Baton Rouge Area Foundation's done a great job with that event, and it is every year January it's going to happen.
Well, how challenging is it to keep the doors open to an arena where you're limited? The best you can do is get 325 people
right in
there.
It is a challenge at times, but we've found that little magic bit of success. We have a great group of donors, and we rely on memberships and donations and sponsorships, and that's essential for keeping a nonprofit running. But we've found that way to do it, and like I said, the support's been tremendous.
Moving forward, you're no longer the shiny new thing. You've
right.
been there 12 years.
Right.
So where do you go from here?
Just keep doing what we're doing. I mean, just keep bringing in quality talent and something different for the community, and I think we'll always be that destination spot.
Who are you working on for future engagements?
Just started those conversations. I'm actually going to be starting my conference trips to go see who's out there. But yeah, I'm already looking at 2018, 2019, but nobody yet on the horizon.
I think it's time to bring back Arlo Guthrie.
All right, noted.
You know, I was just by chance, after seeing him one night a few years ago, mm-hmm. I went to the lounge at the Hilton, and
right.
he was sitting in there, and an Episcopal priest almost attacked the man because they were having a convention and this guy had too much to drink, and You know what? I ended up intervening, and I made a friend with Arlo Guthrie. Well,
then we'll get him back.
And
for
because
sure.
of the nature of the exchange, we ended up talking about the Lord for a couple hours. And Arlo had a lot of interesting thoughts.
I bet so.
He's
I bet.
Believe it or not, a devout man. And it was all because you brought him to Baton Rouge,
thanks,
John.
Jim. Well, I'm glad I made that happen for
great
you.
Great Arlo Guthrie. And he said next time he came, he would come on the show.
Well, so we'll hold him to that.
Thanks for listening. Stay tuned.